day I was seeing double cast of fish in my eye. I found myself in trouble, I fell off balance and I landed on a rock. I was hit for a minute and I felt an electric shock go through my hands, and I thought, hey, my life's over. Then Caroline saw me, then Caroline came over. 7 to 9, my head was stitched up. I was laying in a room waiting for my CT scan to show up. Started walking in circles in the lobby of the ER. There were COVID patients and corrections officers. There were guys in orange from San Quentin, people in wheelchairs, and some were people coughing and people sneezing. Then a lady came over and said my skin was good. An hour later I was back in my old neighborhood, cooking up fish and steaming up mussels. Falling on my head was worth the trouble. Falling on my head was worth the trouble. Falling on my head was worth the trouble. I learned a lot, I ain't young anymore. I learned I gotta get shoes with better traction. I gotta fish with less excitement, less exhilaration. I gotta wear 2 knit hats and some head padding. You gotta be careful when you're fishing on rocks. You gotta be careful when fishing out on a dock. You gotta be careful if you're fishing on a yacht. You gotta be careful when you're fishing on the cloud. Now here we are in mid-September. I'll blink my eyes and it'll be December. I'll blink my eyes and I'll be 55. I'll blink my eyes and somebody will die. The other day, it could have been me. There'd be a blog in Rolling Stone and it would read, Mark Kozak died while fishing. Mark Kozak died while fishing. Some would cry and some would grieve. Others would skim it and say, who the fuck was he? Some would grieve, some would cry, some would rejoice and say, I'm glad that fucker died. Some wouldn't see it and not think nothing. Some wouldn't see it and watch some Netflix or other something. And some would cry, some would grieve, and what some wouldn't know while they were.